to Elevated Impressions.
Welcome to Elevated Impressions. This is Kyle, and today I'm elevated on a sativa breed called Super Silver Haze.
And this is Sean, and today I am elevated on a hybrid breed called Florida Days. All right, y'all, we are here to discuss the upcoming film. And you know what? I've been practicing this all day because apparently it's not called Black Panther 2. It's called Black Panther Wakanda Forever, not Black Panther 2. So... This is, though, a sequel to Black Panther, which came out in 2016. Very excited for that movie. That movie is what got me into the MCU. I think I've said this before, but when Black Panther was coming out, I was like, I have to go see that. You know, that's for my people. I have to go see it. So, okay, to be fair, no, I'm still going to say that's what got me into the MCU, because even before Black Panther came out, I did have to watch Civil War, because that's where he was first in Civil War, and that's where I started, because I had to be ready for when Black Panther came out. And I got into a fight over this movie with this dude I was talking to at the time, because he wanted to go see it together and I didn't want to wait. So I went to go see it myself, and then when he was ready to go see it, I went to go see it with him too, you know? And I acted like, you know, it's my first time seeing it, but then he had found out that I had seen it before and he was very upset. So, do you have any fun Black Panther memories?
No, not like that. I do remember going into the theaters and at the time really loving how they displayed the culture for the different tribes within Wakanda area. The designs for the costumes were great as well. I remember liking that too. It was a really good movie for me, and it felt like one of the first departures from the usual Marvel introduction movies for heroes. So I love that.
Cute. So since then, we've seen T'Challa in a couple of things, Infinity War, Endgame, a couple of times in What If. We saw Dora Milaje in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And now we're going back to Wakanda for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, but this time without T'Challa, because as we know, Chadwick Boseman's last MCU project was What If. So as we go into this movie, everybody wants to know who is the next Black Panther. But I'm going to save that for the end. We got other shit to discuss first.
All right.
Characters. So no T'Challa, but we've got Shuri still. We've got Angela Bassett playing the mama, Queen Ramonda or something. We've got Okoye. We've got Nakia. We got Wakabi. We got M'Baku. But we got some new characters too. We've got Riri Williams. She's going to be Ironheart, played by Dominique Thorne. And then we've got who is supposed to be, who the trailers are making seem like is our villain in this movie, which is Namor. Are you excited about any characters, new or returning?
I am absolutely excited to see Riri Williams, because that's the biggest departure character in my mind next to Namor. Because everyone else I know kind of from the trailers, they're going to be playing their role, and I expect fantastic things from all of them. Like, Angela Bassett's going to kill her role. Absolutely. Just the speech in the trailer that she gave, it was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, this is, I know where this is going to be. This is going to be great. But, you know, Riri Williams and Namor are, you know, the biggest characters that I don't really know much about. I know who Ironheart is. I never really watched much of the read any of their comics like that. Namor, I've seen him in various animated stuff that they had. So I understand who his character is and who he's supposed to play, but I like how they're going more into the authentic tribal aspect of this character with his headpiece and his support for his people. So I think that's going to be one of the most interesting pieces. And as you said, they're portraying him as the villain, but I don't think that's where this is going entirely. So I'm expecting some kind of shift or twist in it from like what you know about, just from the little bit of knowledge I know about his character in general, right? Like, he's really considered a villain. So I'm going to be interested to see where that goes.
Yeah, the actor who is playing Namor said in an interview, he gave the title of anti-hero. So we'll see how that goes. But a little background on Namor. He is the king of Talokan, which is an underwater kingdom, similar to Atlantis. That's where we'll most likely be for all the underwater scenes that we see in the trailer. And in one of the clips of that they've released with him, he says his name is actually, or they call him Kukulkan, but his enemies call him Namor. And Kukulkan is actually a feathered serpent god from Aztec mythology. So like you were saying, they are giving him all this, you know, ancestry, this tribal stuff we even see. And he's got like this dragon headpiece on at one point. So it looks like Namor comes to Wakanda after, you know, in Black Panther 2016, at the end of the movie, T'Challa wants to open up to the world. So Namor comes to Wakanda after Wakanda has revealed themselves to the world. And he says his mother used to tell him stories about a place like this where the air and the water is pristine and the people don't ever have to leave. So he asks Shuri and Queen Ramonda, why would y'all open yourselves up to the rest of the world? And it looks like, oh, and then there's this other clip where he says he wants to know if Wakanda is like friend or foe, basically. So not sure what happens, but it looks like he does at some point decide that Wakanda is a threat, because in some of the scenes it does show him attacking Wakanda. Now, in some early reports that I saw from this movie, there were some things saying that they were going to be enemies, but there would be a turn in the movie where they would have to like join forces to fight a common enemy that they both have. So that might be what you were alluding to earlier, where it looks like he's the villain, but there might be some secret villain, which is part of the MCU formula. So to be expected. Now, do you think there are going to be any surprise characters in this film?
Yes, I absolutely expect they're going to have some other Avengers in here. Like, if anything, we might see the Winter Soldier, because he has that connection with Wakanda in general.
Yeah.
With how they rebuilt his arm and everything like that for him, and how he spent a lot of time there. I feel like we'll see other Avengers outside of that, because with Riri Williams coming in, we have that connection to Iron Man. So I feel like there has to be some way she's got involved in that. Like, I don't think we'll give up like a full origin story for her, but it's going to connect back to the Avengers and Iron Man in some kind of fashion. Now, outside of the Winter Soldier, I'm not really sure who else we'll see, right? Because it's more of a secluded story. Right, because it is Wakanda, and the other Avengers didn't really have much of a connection with it. Like, you know, and the ones that were kind of there, like Captain America and whatnot, they aren't around anymore. So I feel like we won't stray too far. And if we do see other cameos, it would be like, you know, quick scenes, nothing like long or really detailed.
Yeah, agreed. It does seem like they are going to do a funeral of some sorts for T'Challa. So if anything, I would expect, like you said, Bucky to be at the funeral, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if there were other Avengers at the funeral too, considering they've worked with him in the past. But I mean, like you said, Captain America's gone, Black Widow is gone, so Iron Man gone, so now and nobody remembers Peter Parker, so
that too.
So yeah, now I saw somebody say this and I'm like, of course, but I'm gonna be fucking pissed if Wong is in this movie. I'm so sick of seeing Wong.
I I could see it in some manner, because it seems like they're using him to tie in a lot of different things based off of what we saw in She-Hulk and shit like that. So if, I feel like if we see him, it'd be like, you know, if not at the funeral, it'd be like a post-credit or after-credit scene or some shit like that, where he's doing some shit.
Yeah, it seems like phase four is Wong's phase.
Yeah.
But I could really do without him in this movie. What about Killmonger? Do you think we'll see Killmonger?
I'm conflicted, right? I feel like I don't know. Because remember, there were theories that he'd be the one that would train the next Black Panther.
Yeah.
Because honestly, who else is really qualified to? So that's going to be the question there. Now, Dora Milaje can definitely train the next Black Panther, right? That makes sense too. But it's like the wearing of the suit and stuff like that, and the use of the powers, because no one else had the actual abilities of the Black Panther before, minus Killmonger. So, but how are they going to bring him back, right? Is my question. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Would it be cool? Yeah. But I don't know. It's a stretch. They've never really brought anyone back to life in that
sense. Right. Yeah. The only thing I could think of is, first of all, and we're going to talk about this later on when we talk about who we think is the next Black Panther. But since we're on the topic right now, talking about Killmonger, if somebody were to interact with him, I could see it being done in the ancestral plane. If they somehow were to recreate the heart, what is it called? The heart-shaped herb or something? Because, you know, as we saw in Black Panther 1, they were all destroyed. So if they were somehow able to recreate that and be able to send somebody to the ancestral plane where they see all of the, you know, Black Panthers before them, sure, I could see Killmonger there and maybe train whoever is going to take up the mantle after that. Or maybe even, what do you think about T'Challa's dad, T'Chaka?
If they go to the ancestral plane, I think we'll definitely see him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that would just be automatically connected. I don't see.
Yeah, I think so too. And I'm going to make a Charmed reference on this, but it was when Prue died at the end of season 3, and then at the end of season 4, Piper is casting all of these spells to try to see her sister again. But then her grandma comes and she's like, you can't see your sister now because you need to move on. So if Shuri were to go to the ancestral plane, I could see them playing it out like that. You know, you can't see him right now. T'Challa, I mean. So T'Chaka would show up. What about Storm? Is Storm going to be in this movie?
I don't know, right? Because the comic book connection for Storm was that she was married to Black Panther, correct?
Yeah.
And we didn't introduce anything like that whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
And we still haven't gotten any other X-Men in there. I feel like that would be a big plot thread to just toss in about that connection there. So I don't think so. And if we do, it would be like just seeing her as a person and not her as like a mutant and interacting with anyone. Maybe
I don't know. I see if Storm is in this movie, I would see it as just like a quick, you probably not even, they probably wouldn't even tell us it's Storm, just some white haired lady at the funeral.
Mm-hmm. And they'll just probably call her Aurora and something like that from such a nation.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Tony Stark earlier, and there were a couple of people saying online that they could see Robert Downey Jr. coming back to the MCU because in some of the Ironheart comics, she does have an AI that is like Tony Stark's downloaded consciousness or something like that, and he presents himself as a hologram. That would get on my nerves. So I hope that's not it.
I feel like if they go that route, it'd be like more like recorded voice notes or some shit like that. I don't think they'll give us a full hologram. I think they'll just give it like a voiceover for him.
Yeah.
And I will introduce, you know, Riri Williams' connection to him and or how she got the tech or was able to rebuild the arc reactors, what's things called?
Yeah. Right?
No, version of it. I don't think we'll get a full hologram.
Yeah, we will see. I'm hoping for a no on that. I want them to move on. What about Claw? Do you think Claw somehow makes another appearance?
I heard things about it being the connection to it and him coming back to Vibranium again. Maybe, right? Mm-hmm. But the trailers haven't given anything away, so I'm not solidified on that. And I feel like I personally wouldn't enjoy that. Like, I feel like if you're going to do this again and bring us back to Wakanda, Claw can't be the only motherfucker who's after Vibranium. So,
yeah.
Like, we got to introduce someone else that's, you know, causing the conflict. So I'm not, personally.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Me too. Me too. Though, I feel like every time I was turning around and watch something that got to do with Captain America and Winter Soldier, is Zemo ass. So. Right. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be too surprised. But I'm sure that now that they've, you know, opened themselves up to the world, there are plenty of people who are going to come out of the woodwork trying to get a piece of that vibranium action. But also worth noting is that in the comics, Claw does like make copies of his brain or some shit, download his brain and start putting himself in other robots and shit. So does come back eventually. But we'll see how that pans out for the MCU. There's only one post-credit scene in this movie, BT-dub. So don't waste your time staying around for two.
You know me, I barely stay around for the next episode credits, so I'm fine with that.
They said that this is one of the most emotional movies in the MCU to date, and that because of that, they felt like adding too much to it at the end of the movie would take away from that. And I appreciate that, because sometimes the post-credit scenes are a waste of my fucking time.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but there was one recently where it was Doctor Strange, and it was the last one where the dude stopped hitting himself. Okay. Wasted my time. Any final thoughts about Black Panther Wakanda Forever before we go see it next week?
How do you think they're going to say T'Challa die? Like, is it going to be in action, like in a battle, or is it going to be like, you know, because my thing is, I could understand them going the route of, you know, it's like some kind of disease that kills him, but like, he's the Black Panther, right? So he's supposed to be like super powered and shit, right?
I have no fucking idea. Because you're right. Why would, like, he can't die from, like, a disease? That'd be weird. Right? It has to be some kind of attack, but Wakanda is at peace, it seems. Maybe he sacrificed himself in a mission?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that, and that would be a way of honoring him as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be my vote. And I can't believe I said, if you have anything else to talk about, we haven't talked about who you think the next Black Panther is.
Oh, that's going to be my next thing, because I'm like, wait.
Yeah, sorry. It's the Florida days.
It's okay.
So what do you think? The trailers seem to be trying to make us believe it's Shuri.
Yes. Because the first image, the body type was clearly, looks like Shuri. And then they also had another image that I saw that had the same kind of energy beam thingies that she got with the panther heads on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And the dots on the mask are the same ones that Shuri has on her face when she has like the face paint. The But why would they give that away in the trailer?
That's my question.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like it's misleading us.
Yeah.
Like,
only thing I can think of is there are multiple Black Panthers.
Oh.
Because, and I'll say this.
Change though?
Huh?
Wouldn't the suit change per person?
Yeah, I don't think they would show them in the trailer.
Ah, so they're just giving away the one.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason I say that is because remember I told you I went to Vegas and I did the VR thing, the Void, and it was an Avengers thing, and the story was filmed with MCU actors, and it was that you were in Wakanda and you were because you know Wakanda has opened itself to the world, so you're coming as a tourist, and Shuri is showing you these new suits that she's made that anybody can get into, and it's the same suit that the Black Panther wears, where you you know, when you get hit it absorbs the thingamajigger and then you can blast out the energy back out or whatever, and then you know what happens is, you know, an attack happens and then you have no choice but to get in the suits. So it would make sense if Shuri, you know, has created more of these suits and more than one of them have to get in them to defend Wakanda, because like you said, Shuri is not going to be able, she has literally no fucking training, you know, so
like none. I'm thinking about her fight scenes and it was
Yeah. So the only thing I could think of is there's gonna be more than one of them in that suit, in multiple suits, to, or she's gonna have to go to the ancestral plane and get some training, like, you know, very Goku when he goes into the hyperbolic chamber, very that.
Yeah, I could see the multiple suit piece of it. Would I like it? I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I would like it to stick to one Black Panther because it adds that weight to the character, right?
Yeah.
And we also have Riri Williams who's coming in as Ironheart. So, like, we're going to have just a bunch of superpowered people in superpowered suits.
I think maybe that stands to show what or how much of a threat the Talokan community is. Yeah.
That could be a good reason.
And I think that might lead us into, because you know there's that Wakanda TV series coming out. So maybe that is going to show us, you know, the different Black Panthers or the group of Black Panthers. I don't know what they're gonna do. Maybe that'll go into that. Or maybe right now we can't decide. Everybody who wanna be a Black Panther, get in a Black Panther suit. And we'll decide who's gonna be the real one later. But right now we gotta go to war.
That's a way to go about it. I don't know. Like, I get it, right? Okay, yes. If they are a big threat and you gotta defend it, right? Let's use these suits. I still just don't feel right, but okay. You know, I don't feel right.
Yeah, agree. But that's all I got. That's all I can think of.
I can understand there's multiple ones, and I don't feel like even if Shuri becomes the Black Panther for this one, I don't think she's going to be the permanent Black Panther. Like, I feel like they're going to have some kind of twist to that at the end.
Yeah, one thing worth pointing out is in one of the trailers, Angela Bassett says, "My entire family is gone."
Yeah.
So, unless she forgot about Shuri, does Shuri die?
I don't think they kill Shuri? That would be.
Or is that seeing a flashback to during the blip?
Oh.
Because. Did Shuri blip?
I think she did
because in Endgame, when Black Widow was talking to the people, it wasn't Shuri up there talking, it was Okoye. So I believe that Shuri was blipped, and so it was T'Challa. We know T'Challa was blipped, so yeah, maybe that's a flashback.
I can see that. Yeah, I don't think they'll leave Shuri as permanent Black Panther. I think we're gonna get some kind of twist in there. Because they gave it away too quickly. Like,
yeah, there's no way.
Like, they're deceptive, okay? This is what they do.
All they do is lie.
Exactly. So I don't have faith in that. There's something else going on, so we'll see when it happens.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to this movie. Like, I feel like it's going to be really good to see, like, this delve into a completely different realm of things, because it's not, you know... I feel like it's kind of like what Doctor Strange was when you went into it. It was various areas. The tone was different. The feeling was different. So this was going to be a complete departure from all of that. And it's going to be emotional. We know this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, let's see what kind of feels they're going for. Because that's all they've been doing this phase as well. Just tossing in the heartbreak, the trauma, and the just pure emotional distraught aspect of MCU.
And this is, you know, we're getting to the end of phase four. This is, we got this, and then we got the Guardian special.
Yep. Your lack of enthusiasm for the Guardian special once it rolls out your mouth.
Yeah, honey, I'm not going to watch that.
Well, this is Cal.
And this is Sean. Don't forget to like and subscribe. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Zippy Stream, and wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for flying, folks. See you next time on Elevated Impressions.
Thanks for flying with Elevated Impressions.